Bill was hoping to ask you about a few of the additions. We didn't get to talk about them the other day. What made you guys want to pursue Jason McCourty this year?
You know, all the guys that we got, obviously, we're happy to have, and glad that it worked out with all of them. We'll see how it goes, and you know, put them into the program and give them an opportunity to compete like everybody else, and just, you know, see how it works out. But glad that, you know, we had some trades, signed a couple guys, a few guys, three, but, and so good to have them, and we'll see how it goes.
Jason, probably going to help with some disguise on defense. See what I did there?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be fooled more than anybody. I've been hit on that one before. Two sets of twins. I think we're in a lead on that in the league.
Do you know the last time, the only time that ever happened? 1926. Louisville Colonels or Colonials.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just giving you. Yeah.
It's good. It's almost a century.
Golson twins, I think.
Two sets?
Gene and Tom Golson. 1926.
Right, this is two sets on one team.
Just one set of twins. Oh, this is two with the Hollisters, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. We lead a league in that.
We need Cody, though, to come through.
Yeah.
Develop. Just sticking in the defensive backfield, we haven't had a chance to ask you about Duran, if you had any sort of reaction to that situation.
I think it's all been covered, yeah. Patriots released a statement, Deron released it. I mean, Dad does.
It's nice to extend Pat Chung's contract.
Yeah, it's all the moves we've made this spring are good to make. Contracts, the additions. So it's part of the whole team building process. It's always exciting to go through that. Some of it's this year, some of it, you know, goes into future years.
Whether it be for meetings or for the visits or at the combine, you sit down with them. How much can you tell about the potential fit that they could have with the team?
It's just one piece of the puzzle. Puzzle has a lot of pieces to it. That's one of them. So try to put it all together and figure it out the best we can. It's one component. It's not the only thing, but it's another sliver.
We didn't get to ask you about Nate Solder the other day. He's been with the team for 7 years or so. Just how much did he mean to the program over the years, and how tough was it losing him in free agency?
Yeah, well, we lost several players in free agency. That's the NFL. Every team goes through that. And, you know, Nate did a great job for us, and he's got a great opportunity in New York. We wish him well.
You have a lot of bodies to replace him, not a whole lot of NFL experience in a regular season at left tackle. Do you feel confident that his replacement's on the roster right now, or do you feel confident with moving forward at that position?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of team building left for us and every other team in the league, so we'll see how it goes.
We spoke to you briefly on Sunday about the catch rule. Has any progress been made from the meetings that you've had? Hearing any updates on that?
No. Sure, there'll be a lot more discussion about it today.
Have much interaction with Danny Shelton in the pre-draft process? I know he was going to go much higher than you guys were picked, but
yeah, we talked to a lot of players, most all of them. But yeah, he wasn't obviously really in our range at that point. But I mean, we still quite a bit of background on him all the way back to high school. It's all pretty positive.
Waddle has played, I would guess, the majority of his time at right tackle. Are you confident if you wanted to move him to the left side, or is it possible to quantify how much of his time has been split on each side?
Split both sides.
I was just curious, so is it basically like an even split at practice?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Same position. Cole Croston, do I have it right that he didn't miss a practice last year? Does that seem...
Yeah, probably not. Not many, if any.
What did he do to sort of catch your eye? You know, I mean, coming from undrafted to making the team and then really being kept on the 53, you know, all year.
Well, he's a developmental prospect. Has some position for versatility. It's been a good program. He's worked hard, has improved. You know, obviously didn't get any playing time during the season or very little, but see how it goes this year. You know, he did enough in training camp to make the roster, and we ended up carrying, after Marcus went on injury reserve, I think we ended up carrying eight linemen the rest of the year, so similar to 16 season. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, the similarity is hard to miss, that he was a walk-on at Iowa, worked his way up, ends up with you, and then you got Tobin, literally was a walk-on at Iowa, worked his way up, and now is with you. Do you see any links, you know, just between what has helped those guys sort of be in this position?
Well, Iowa's had a lot of players fall into that category at those positions, so having coached Tobin, so we'll see how it goes with him. But again, glad we have him, glad we're working with him. He has some experience. See how it works out.
Do you see that program at Iowa, like offensive linemen coming into the league, maybe technique-wise? Are they, I don't want to say like you can't put a broad stroke on it, but do you see a pretty good level of technique?
Yeah, sure. I think Kirk and Brian, who's up there, I think they do a great job with that.
Tobin's made plenty of starts at guard. I believe he played backup tackle last year at Seattle. Where do you see him fitting in with you guys?
We'll see. We haven't had him on the field before. He hasn't been in our offense, so we'll see how it goes.
Is he somebody to look at with position versatility similar to Cole?
Possibly, yeah. Seems like it. But, well, again, I really can't comment on what a player will do until we put him out there and see how he does it. But we'll give him an opportunity. And he's a smart kid. He works hard. He'll get a chance. See how it goes.
Well, you have a history with Brett Bielema and seen him pop up around the pro day circuit in Patriots gear. Is that a permanent addition or more of a consulting type of?
Yeah, we'll have any formal and final staff announcements later in the spring.
Bill, Riley McCarron was a guy you guys brought in late last year, I think, around the start of the year.
We're trying to fill up with our Iowa players. Make sure we get enough of them.
What did you see his first year? Because we didn't see him on the field at all, but how did his first year go in the program? And
he's a hard-working kid. Yeah, out there every day, really did a great job of, didn't really get to run our offense too much. It's mostly scout team stuff, but he's a hard-working kid that's tough and smart.
Slater is coming back, Matthew Slater, for 2 years. He obviously brings a lot to the team, on the field, off the field. Like, for you to have him back for another couple years, what does that, you know, mean to you, just to have his presence?
Yeah, great. Again, all the players that we added, signed, re-signed, extended, whatever, all those things we did because we wanted to do them, and we reached an agreement with the other party. So Matthew's been a great, great player, as you said, on and off the field for us, and we're glad we were able to work it out with him and all the other guys.
Bill, Tom has 2 years left on his contract. Has there been any extension talks, and do you necessarily need to do that where you guys are as far as the cap?
Yeah, you know I'm not going to talk about contracts and personal situations, so we'll just let that one go, along with all the other contract questions.
It seemed like at the Super Bowl, Dante wasn't sure if he was going to return or not, but now it does seem like he'll be back. What's it mean to have him in the fold for another year?
Yeah, great. One of the best coaches I've ever worked with. Does a great job. Absolutely. It's a big positive to have him in our program. And obviously Josh, both of them. You know, there was some whatever degree of uncertainty, but very fortunate to have a good coaching staff. They're two of the best coaches I've ever worked with, so it's great to have them.
Bill, the defensive pass interference limit of 15 yards, that proposal apparently was withdrawn. But what were your thoughts on that? Is that something that you think pro defensive backs would abuse where college?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a decision for the membership, and it's not going to be on the table, so next.
Another former guy at Iowa, Adrian Claiborne, is in the fold. What have you seen from him in the past that you know you've liked?
He's had a good career. He's been a very productive player in multiple positions. So, again, look forward to working with him. I know he's a solid person, works hard, tough kid. I think he'll be a good addition to our program. We'll see how it all goes.
Is he only, due to Herb's palsy, is he only a right side guy?
He's played on the left before. mostly on the right. I mean, high percentage has been on the right, but he has been on the left earlier in his career.
Bill, is that something you will take a look at in camp and see how it looks, see how it goes?
Yeah, we haven't. Don't have any experience with the player, but like the player, want the player, just haven't worked with him yet.
Bill, how well did you get to know Kyle Shanahan when you met with him last year?
I know Kyle. I don't know.
With Jimmy Garoppolo going there, did you get to track him and how he did in December in San Francisco with Kyle?
Yeah, not too much. I mean, I'm aware of it, but I didn't really study it.
4 years ago, when you guys drafted Jimmy, you said we all know Tom Brady's age. Tom Brady's now 4 years older, and obviously no young quarterback behind him. Do you feel that finding another quarterback in the draft is imperative this year?
I think we'll always try to do what's best for the team, whatever those opportunities are, do the best we can with them.
Bill, have you had a chance to talk to Tom this offseason since the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I covered that the other day.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not local. I didn't.
It's on every internet site you'd want to find. I'm sure we can pull it up for you.
Lamar Jackson was mentioning that the Louisville offense is very similar to your offense. I'm just curious if that was something you agreed with or how close the two offenses might actually be.
Yeah, I couldn't really answer that question. I mean, I haven't been in Coach Petrino's offense. I know Bobby very well, spent quite a bit of time with him. I'm sure there's similarities. But I couldn't, so he worked in an offense, I couldn't really make that comparison.
I got you.
Cordero Patterson acquisition, what traits does he have that stand out to you?
Yeah, again, he's been a productive player, kind of a situational player. He's been in our offense and special teams and see how it goes.
As a returner, kickoff returner, does he...
he's returned kicks primarily. We'll see how it goes at punts. Played receiver, running back, slot back. We'll see.
Have you ever had a returner with that kind of capability to break it at any time?
Like Bethel Johnson.
Pardon me?
Like Bethel Johnson.
Bethel Johnson. You think
nobody faster than Bethel Johnson. Nobody.
The additions of Danny Shelton, Adrian Claiborne, was one of the goals of the offseason to get stronger on the defensive line or bring in more experience there?
Goals of the offseason are the same every single year. Try to improve your team. That's what we try to do. We'll see.
Bill, what's your sense of what the challenge would be for Patterson to get acclimated to the offense, receiver, learning that system?
Yeah, do the same thing with every player. Put them in the program, put them in our system. Teach it to him, give him an opportunity, and see how it goes.
Do you have a sense of how well he'll be able to adapt to that? I mean, I know you haven't had him in yet,
That's what the OTAs are for. That's what training camp's for. Find all that out.
Bill, with Matt gone, will Brian Flores take on additional responsibilities, and do you think he's ready for it?
I think everybody on the defensive staff will take on additional responsibilities. And haven't really added anybody to the defensive staff. Not saying we won't or will, but I'd say everybody's responsibilities are going to, you know, Matt did a lot for us, obviously. He did a great job. But those will be shared by multiple people on the defensive staff.
You've seen a lot of development from Brian as a coach over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. He's done a lot of different things for us and done them all well. He's gained a lot of experience. He's a quality person, quality coach with a lot of experience. So.
Bill, it seems like you spent a lot of time with Matt Patricia on the pro day circuit, even here this week. Is his presence kind of missed already in Gillette Stadium?
No different than free agents in the NFL. People move on. We've all done that, so... part of the process.
Look around here. You got Vrabel behind you. He was joking.
Yeah,
he was
three gonna... people at his table.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot more. He was going to take your seat, and then he decided not to. You got Billy O, Matt Patricia. So it's three, and yourself, obviously. I mean, is there any pride just looking around and seeing that you had people come through your system that have elevated, you know, to this? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, no, it's great. All those are great people. And several general managers we could throw in those categories too. Jason, J-Rob, obviously Bob. So, yeah, wish them all well, except when we play them. But, yeah, they're great people, and they've done a great job for me. And they're in positions that we didn't have openings on in our organization for. So, yeah, happy for the opportunity that they have.
Vrabel seems to bring the humor level amongst the head coaches to a higher level. You know, is that like a good
addition? As a player, yeah.
is that a good addition? Good addition to the
I think Mike's a good addition in every way.
Get the rocking chair out.
He's one of the youngest coaches in the league, so just depends on what your job is. Age is relative. I'm the one who needs a rocking chair, not him.
Didn't he bring one out for you one time? That's what I was referencing in the meeting room or something?
And he and Light and those guys, they got me a few times.
Another player you guys had, Jeremy Hill, fairly successful for his 4-year stint in Cincinnati. You know, what did you see from him throughout the years?
It was productive, especially his first 2 years. You know, this past year, not so much. You know, had the ankle injury, so. Good kid, smart, it's been productive. We'll see how it goes. Give him an opportunity. See how it goes. Okay.
How much?
Are we wrapping this up?
I'll hit you with a bonus question, which I know you'll love because it's sort of long range. But when you're managing the cap, I mean, I know it happens every year, but, you know, you look ahead to, you know, next year when Trey and Shaq will be up. How far ahead can you conceivably sort of map out that plan? Is it as long as guys are under contract through 2021? Is it this year or next year? I mean, how do you kind of balance all that?
That's actually a good question. It's a great question.
I asked like 10, so one of them had to be a good one.
Yeah, well, no, it's a good one. It's a hard one. You know, you have to be concerned with this year, obviously, but in my position, you have to see a little more than that as well. I mean, we're going to have a team next year. We're going to have a team the year after that. So you kind of look at as many factors as you can with this year taking the priority, but it can't be absolute. You know, you have to have a balance in future years, and money's an issue. The positions are an issue. The age of your team. All those things you take into consideration, and you do the best you can. Sometimes you can work out arrangements with players. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes those are shorter. Sometimes they're longer. So, not a straight answer to the question. It's an ongoing process that you're constantly addressing. And as opportunities come up, you see how they fit in. Do the best you can.
Is that, not to get too far down the rabbit hole here, but is that a situation where you know, looking at right now, just hypothetically, you know, do I want to sign this guy or do I want to create the opportunity where maybe that space will roll into next year when it would be better served?
Yeah, absolutely. When you make a commitment, you make a commitment. And so that's, you live with that commitment. Sometimes you move out of commitment earlier than you expect to. Sometimes the commitment lasts longer than you think it will. So that can be a fluid situation as well. Sometimes you think, you know, a player's going to be here for X amount of years and it's X plus Y. Sometimes it's X minus Y. So that's what I'm saying. It's a very fluid situation. It's constantly changing. So just try to manage it the best that we can. Not perfect, but what we try to do.
No, you don't rank like teams and stuff, but when you think about speed that you've had on your team, like over the last, let's say, year, 12, 14 months, Cooks, Dorsett, Patterson, already having Slater, John Jones, like could this possibly be like as fast of a team that you can think of, or is that...
Talking about the 18 team?
Yeah.
We don't have an 18 team yet, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's going to make the team, who's going to play, and all that. So I have no idea.
Would it be a stretch to say that envisioning the idea of adding more speed has been something that, not that you'd never not want to have it, but that it was something that was targeted, let's say, over the last, or is that more that opportunities present themselves and that's just the way it unfolded?
Again, for me, it's trying to improve your team, put together a good football team. I'm not trying to put together a track team or an Olympic team. Speed's important. So is strength, so is explosion, so is playmaking ability, so is technique, so is everything else. So they're all important. Do the best you can to get as many of those attributes as possible with each player, but in the end, you're looking for good football players that win games on the field. That's what we're trying to do. So,
pretty poor follow-up to a good question. Sorry to bring it down.
No, not a problem.
Bill, I think you guys have three guys with fifth-year options that you could pick up. How unique is that, and you know, what do you think about that situation?
Yeah, it would be the equivalent of having that many first-round draft choices, which you usually don't have. So, obviously, they're acquisitions. So, yeah, it is a little bit of a different situation. We'll address that and have to make a decision here in coming months. So, we'll do it when we have to.
Bill, I think this is the only time we're going to get you until the draft. So, just curious, the new CBA and some of the practice limitations, has that changed your opinion on the value of the draft?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
In what sense?
It's harder to develop players. You don't have as much time.
Just going back to Greg's question on the fifth-year options, I mean, you have to make a decision without even seeing Shelton on the field, right? I mean, is that... I guess that you knew that when you acquired him, but...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't see him on the field in a Patriot uniform, but see him on the field, but yeah, that's right.
Not ideal, but just the rules, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Does that make a decision hard, or do you sort of know what, you have a feel for what you're going to do when you acquire him? Pick it up?
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know.
We've seen you out there running some of the drills at the pro days. It looks like some gap stuff and things like that on the bags. Is that, do you jump in sort of because you don't see that stuff on film, or guys aren't as required on the college level to do some of the stuff you might be curious about, whether they can do in your system?
When you do those workouts, kind of each coach has his own group of workouts, and sometimes if you don't see something that you'd like to see in the workout, then you grab the guy when it's over. And so it's pretty common for any coach to do that. If I do a workout, might be another coach standing over there, and at the end of the workout, I want to do a drill that I haven't done. So it's no big deal. It's, you know, you got them there, they're warmed up, they're ready to go, and it's your one day to work them out. And so you have all the equipment there and all the players are there. And so if you want to add a drill on that hasn't been part of that, and they put a little bit of a time limit on those, especially on some of the bigger schools that have multiple positions working out. So, you know, in a 15-minute workout, we can certainly go longer than that. We can stay out there easily for assuming that there's enough depth and the players are in decent condition. Stay out there 45 minutes or an hour. So a lot of times you see that at all positions. Not just the ones you happen to see me at. I don't know why they picked those out, but I wouldn't say it's anything unusual.
Danny Amendola contributed a lot to the team 2013-17. Mm-hmm. How would you sum up just that as he moves on to a new opportunity?
Yeah, love Danny. Did a great job for us, great competitor, played a lot of different roles. Tremendous person. Wish him well in the opportunity he has, other than the times we play him. But love everything that Danny brought to the team in the 5 years he's with us. Same as Nate.
It's
similar question for Deion Lewis. Just is it rewarding, gratifying to see him get rewarded with a contract given his whole story?
Malcolm, Deion, Nate, Danny, I mean, all of them. Those guys work hard. They competed well. They performed well. They signed contracts that were better than what we were able to give them. So they all did a great job for us. We wouldn't have had the success that we'd have without the contributions of those and many other players.
And when we think about your time with the Patriots, you've had remarkable stability at a few positions like kicker, Adam, Steven, quarterback, Drew, Tom, and left tackle, really, I guess. First year I'm sort of blanking out on, but Light, Solder, 2001 to this. Specific on the left tackle, just what are your thoughts on just that transition of trying to keep that going with, you know, that one?
See how it goes. Yeah, I don't know.
What was your left tackle situation in 2000, for those of us who can't remember?
Drafted Clem.
Yeah, he was hurt.
Grant Williams? Was that the way?
Well, in 2001, we had Light. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole offensive line was a bit of a revolving door there. Can't think of too much stability that we had at any position.
Gotcha.
Is it Bruce Armstrong might have even been there at that, or no, was he gone?
Not my first year.
2000 left tackle.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Thanks.